Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, welcome to the show. Mike Max, 3 to 6, News Talk 830 WCCO. You're home to the Minnesota Twins. Twins and Yankees tonight, game 2. Sometimes you think a team's really good, and then you go, they're really good. But you know what really, really good is? The Yankees. Or the Astros. Or the Dodgers. That's what the Twins kind of aspire to. Maybe they get everybody healthy. Carlos Correa coming back tonight. If they got Buxton playing every day, Royce Lewis in the fold, they could do some things. But I don't know if they can catch the Yankees. Oh, the Yankees. A lot to talk about today, but I want to start with this. As is the case each and every year, this time of year, it is the final day of school for some people, the final day of their high school careers, and they are graduating, and it is a emotional time. And it's a time of reflection, a time of fear, a time of excitement as you move on, whether it's to the next grade or the next stage of life. And I bring this up because I was thinking about I was at the health club, and there was a mother and a daughter, and they were showing me these pictures, and the pictures were of this. They decided to start a new tradition, the senior class did, and they were going to call it the final senior sunset. And what they did the other night was they all got a bunch of the kids that were seniors got blankets, and they went to the football field, the artificial turf football field. It was a beautiful, gorgeous night, and everybody came in their blankets, and they laid them out, and they stayed in their different pods. I assume that was their friend groups. And they watched a final sunset together as seniors. And it was, as they began to tell me the stories, they talked about how emotional it was. Because the kids were crying because they were looking at the friend group going, you know, I in my heart of hearts, I know we may never get this group together again as is, or at least it's never going to feel this way again. The reality of that. And I thought that's a good topic for radio. What do you remember about your last day of school? And how do you counsel your kids when they get to the end of either elementary or junior high or high school and they're moving on to the next one to embrace what they've got and move on? But what do you remember about your final day of school? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. I mean, did you go spray paint the principal's desk just for fun? Did you clean out your locker and start to cry? Did you get together and throw a bunch of people in the back of the pickup and ride all over town and say, we're seniors, screw you? There's some interesting things that happen when people get emotional at the end of their whatever it is. And what they did, what this particular group did, was they put these blankets out, and as the sun was going, and it was a gorgeous night too, I suppose you can't do this every year, it depends on. but it was as if there was this moment where they realized how much each other meant to them. And it was as if they realized that even some of the tough things that they had been through, the difficult times that you go through in high school, they were there for each other. And that is powerful. And it was as if, as we move on into our lives, we will feel good about this stop, this place. That we went to high school together, and we went through these things together, and we will always have this bond. But it happened because of this event, this senior sunset that they organized impromptu. And with social media, they could get it done in about 5 minutes, I'm sure. And I'm wondering what you remember about your final days of school, and I'm wondering how you counsel your kids to embrace those final few days of school. And I feel really bad for those kids that are going, finally, this, I can't wait to get out of here. This sucks, and it's always sucked, and I don't want anything to do with it. I feel awful about that. But there's so much emotion involved in these final days when you kind of know that it ain't never going to be the same again. And somebody said to me, they said, you know, the first thing that the class 2022 has to realize is they got screwed because they had to do the distance learning and they had seasons where people couldn't be in the stands and all this stuff. But they said, ain't nothing like what happened 2 years ago to the class of 2020. They just sent everybody home in March and then that was it. There was no graduation ceremony. There was no closure. Get your diploma mailed to you or electronically sent to you. And that was it. And I thought, well, maybe that's something, too, that you carry with you for the rest of your life. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Give us a call with some thoughts. Go back into your retrospect. And remember. Remember what it was like. Tell us how you felt. Tell us if those friendships stayed friendships. Or if they were just passing folks. I was, you know, my mom and dad grew up in Morris, Minnesota. And they graduated in 1957. And I heard the story the other day because we were talking about the end of school years and whatnot. They had a progressive dinner. Their class did. They had a progressive dinner where, you know, you eat one, I guess, the salad here and this, that. And at a neighboring town, was the first leg of it, as I understand it. And so you were to go to that neighboring town. I don't know if you ate the salad or the appetizers there, and then you went, you know, progressive dinner, right? You go somewhere else for the next, et cetera. It was the senior dinner deal. And there was a car accident. And one of their classmates lost her life. And others were injured in the late afternoon that day. And so here we sit, 1957, however many years later that is. And that's what they think of when they think of graduation and the end of their senior year, was losing that friend in this car accident at this progressive dinner. And it's not that they don't have great memories of, but every time they think about their high school graduation, they think about the girl that didn't get to walk across the stage because of that, because of that day and how that changed so many lives. That one day, that one incident, you know, it wasn't drinking related, anything like that, but it, and I go, wow. And then I thought, well, I don't really remember my last day of school, but I remember feeling really good about where I went to school. And I remember feeling that the stuff that I didn't accomplish was on me. It wasn't on somebody else. I got the opportunities. I had the great teachers, the great coaches, everything else. What I didn't get done was on me, not on somebody else. And I thought, how do you feel? What do you remember about your final days of school? 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. David Josephson just experienced it for the first time as a father with his daughter. We'll ask him about that and much more, but we'll take your phone calls. Not text, I want phone calls on this one. 651-461-9226. And if you have a child graduating that's been through all this COVID crisis and everything else, what do you tell them as they get to the end of it? Do you tell them they were robbed, or do you say, man, you just went through one of the greatest educational pieces that you can take with you and put in your back pocket and use for the rest of your life? 651-461-9226. Mike Mack sitting in 3 to 6 on News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back. Mike Mack sitting in 3 to 6. The NIL is coming to high school sports. Name, image, likeness you can get paid for. Eric Martins will join us, executive director, and then I'm going to visit with a guy from the AAU circuit. I'm hearing some unbelievable numbers about college kids now and what they can get paid to go to school, get underwritten and guaranteed as they put this together. We'll talk about that. But we're taking your phone calls on advice you give to your kids as they head out the door for the final time, those final days of school, whether it's for 1 year or the end of a career, and maybe what you remember about that time in your life. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Let's go to Lisa in Minneapolis. Lisa, you're on.
Hi. Well, I was just going to, I'm a high school teacher, and I also am the mother of two students in high school.
Yep.
But
they're not coming to get your kids, are they?
No, hopefully not.
Okay, I heard that Saturday.
But,
yep.
I might wanted to talk about, the friends I was, the people I was friends with in high school, I'm yeah. still really good friends with about 10 of them. And we're friends with, you know, the significant other kids. And I just feel really fortunate mm-hmm. to have, you know, been in close contact with those people that I go way back with. And so I'll tell my high school kids, you know, a lot of times I'll show them a picture of my high school friends and say, we're still friends mm-hmm. Now. And maybe you want to think about who you're going to still be friends with 25 years from now, 35 years from now.
Yeah, it might not be all of them, but there might be a core of them. And if you did it right, it might be longer than you think, you know?
Yeah.
And why do you think it worked out well for you?
Well, of course, we were really close in high school. But I think it also, you know, if you want to stay in touch, you have to put some work into it. So, you know, life gets busy, and so you know, you have to put a little effort into staying in touch. And of course, we all like each other enough that we want to stay in touch, and we're just very relaxed around each other.
Yeah, it's a wonderful way. And every time you see him, you just pick up the conversation, and it feels natural, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true.
I appreciate it. Thanks for teaching through COVID.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.
You bet. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. I often thought if I was somebody that interviewed people for jobs, one of the questions that I'd ask is, what was your high school experience like? Or do you go back to your high school reunions? And that would tell me a lot about the way the kid grew up. Did they embrace it? Were they involved? Chances are, if they were active, if they were out there, they probably had a great high school experience. If not, it tells you something else. Maybe not bad, maybe not good. But I do think the high school and your years in school are so foundational to the rest of your life. And unfortunately, sometimes your self-image never changes. The way you see yourself never changes from high school, even though you grow up into something else. I think all of us fight that. We forget that we've evolved and we're somebody else. But if you have good friends in high school, and I'm incredibly fortunate, go to Colorado with them every year. I don't need to talk to them every week, every month, because I know they're there, and that's all I need to know. They're there, and they don't care who I am or where I am at life. They're there for me, and that's pretty cool. 651-461-9226, your thoughts, your calls as you finish school. What advice do you give your kids, and what do you remember about your experience? David, you had your first, right?
My daughter, who's 4, had her last day of preschool today. And it's kind of the first, I mean, we've done a few classes and things. This is the last, like, sort of school year-ish thing. She went to the same class with a group of 4-year-olds 3 days a week for an entire school year. And it was interesting today because, you know, I don't think she understands it yet. You know, she knows that this is done and I'll do a different school next fall and that's fine. And she got a popsicle, right? That's what she knows. But I think for my wife and I, you know, walking her down that hall for the last time.
I know, man. And it's not supposed to get us like it does.
I know. And then we're sitting on a hot playground having a orange popsicle and thanking the teacher. And it's this dumb little moment.
And last time they're going to have this teacher, you know?
I know. And they're saying goodbye to their friends. And we get it. She doesn't get it. But We get it, and I almost teared up a handful of times this morning.
I know. I don't want to think people think I'm a wimp, but I mean, when I hear that song, I literally almost tear up.
Yeah, yeah. And when they're this young, when they're 4 and 5 years old, a year is a long time.
Long time.
Has grown and learned and matured and changed so much in the last year, and there's no going back. I mean, there's only onward and onward from here, and boy, that'll get you as a parent. Wow.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. You're going to blink, and she's going to be walking across that stage.
No, don't say it.
And you're going to go, what happened? You know? Everybody says this, right? Every parent says this. It's, you know, where did that time go? What happened? Why didn't we embrace more of the moments at the time? Well, you do what you can while you go along, right? And I just think if you can look back and say, ooh, that was fun, that was worth it, I'm glad I did it this way. And I think the other thing is, it's not what you achieved in high school. It's did you feel like you got a fair shot? Did you feel like you got an opportunity to succeed and to pursue whatever it is that you wanted to pursue? And if you didn't get what you wanted, because we never do, was it because the school screwed you, or did you just not put enough into it, or was it some other circumstances? And a lot of this I think about with sports. I was the speaker at my graduation back at Gaylord High School, class of 19, and I remember getting up to the podium and thinking, what do these people want to hear? You know, these parents and whatnot. And so what I did, David, was I talked a lot about some of my highlights from the different seasons, you know, playing quarterback and scoring a touchdown and what I was thinking when I ran across the goal line. Then I got into, you know, how basketball was different, but making the free throws in the final part of the game and then getting that big hit in the baseball game. And I thought that's probably what they wanted to hear, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And then when they all woke back up.
After Mike Max regales his glory on the baseball
field. Now, understand
field.
There was just 30 seconds left in the game, and I had to make a decision, folks. But I remember with fondness being with my friends that night for that final time, and we did it in a gymnasium. You know, some of these classes now, this is a long time. I mean, they got to have the graduation in an arena, you know, at Mariucci Arena or at, wherever they can get a big arena, because the schools are just so big. And I always think, you know, and that's, you know, different structure, different folks, depends on where you grew up. But I think, my gosh, how many people do you even know in that class? You know, I knew everybody in my class. But how many people do you even know that you're graduating with? And that always floors me, because I knew everybody in my class above, class below, all that stuff, you know. So, and I don't know if that's different at all, if you feel differently when you get to the end. I don't think you do, because I think even in the big schools, you get comfortable with your group. Whatever your group is it's just like a small school. Yeah. You just get comfortable with your group, and that's who it is, you know, and you move from there. But
Maxie, let's take one more call. Say hi to Jim in Circle Pines.
Jim in Circle Pines, give me some thoughts.
Hey, Max. I grew up in South Minneapolis, went to Roosevelt High School.
Yep.
Graduated in 1968 with a class of 700.
Wait a sec. Was John Hines and Jesse Ventura in that class?
Not at my age.
Okay, but
they're
close, yep.
So I knew them both, and I can tell you that the friends I made in high school, I actually was a musician, still am. I started my first band in eighth grade at Sanford Junior High School.
Yep.
Played music all through junior high and high school. Had bandmates that were friends from Roosevelt, and many, many of them are still very good friends. We see each other all the time, and I value those friends.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Friendships, more than any other friends I've had.
Yeah, I hear you. Me too. And the reason is, it's not that I don't value other friends. It's that they knew me before anybody did, and therefore whatever they liked about me or didn't like about me, it had nothing to do with anything that you do after high school or college. It was you connected at a very basic level before you knew who you were, and so therefore you support each other throughout, and it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what stage you're at in life. It's none of it's conditional, it's unconditional. And that's why I love the guys that I grew up with so much. I could go on and on, but because, you know, they're there for me, I'm there for them for the rest of my life, and it doesn't matter if I'm a broadcaster or I'm retired or I'm whatever it is. It doesn't matter what they are. It's just you want the best for them and you want to be there to help. I sat around with about six of them a couple weeks ago back home in Gaylord, and God dang it, man. It is yep, invigorating.
That's so true.
Yep.
It was also the Vietnam time, so some of my friends went to Vietnam.
I can't imagine
went
what
that to Air Force. Like. Some...
Yep. Different day. Hey, thanks for your call.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Mike Max filling in for Paul and Jordana. When we come back, we'll get an update on Jordana. She goes through this the bone marrow transplant. Mark Grossfield, her husband, will join us and give us the latest on how our friend, we pray for every day, Jordana is doing. That's next. Mike Max for Paul and Jor on News Talk 830 WCCO. Brought to you by the Canopy Group. I'm not going to lie to you, folks. I never would do that. It is gorgeous outside, and it's going to be gorgeous for the rest of the week. Tomorrow, high of 80 degrees. Friday, up to 80. Saturday, 40% chance of showers. But let's face it, that means there's a 60% chance it's not going to rain. High of 80 degrees. Sunday, up to 81. Wow. Currently, we're expecting a high of 79 today. We're almost there. In Minneapolis, it is partly cloudy and 78 degrees. Welcome back. Mike Max sitting in for Paul and Jordana, 3 to 6, joining us in the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. The emphasis on Jordana. Mark Grossfield is her husband. And we have been, as best we can, tracking Jordana as she's gone through, obviously, this plight. But I truly believe, in some respects, Mark, and this is where I always feel terrible for for your lovely wife, Jordana, is I truly believe as I watch her fight and fight and fight that there's a part of you that goes through this alone, no matter how many people are around you and telling you and trying to lift you up. I cannot imagine what she feels like when she sits in a hospital room by herself and contemplates all that's going on to her body now, and now in bone marrow transplant, but above and beyond that, the chemotherapy and everything else. So welcome to the show, and a tough intro to it. But tell me about that. Tell me what it's like to observe Jordana going through this for the last couple of years.
Well, thanks, Maxie. Thank you. It's painful. But, you know, we have to keep in mind what the goal is.
Yep.
And when the doctors come in and tell us that this is the way it's supposed to be, then we, you know, that's where our hope is that they know what they're doing. And it's crazy because it's hard to believe that this is the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
She's really suffering right now. This is unlike the 8 rounds of chemo that she had, even through the spinal taps that were horrific. What she's going through now is, you know, they have to keep her blood, the white blood cells, at zero so they don't interfere with the donor cells that she just received on May 26th. Today's day 13. So we're waiting for those donor cells to do their job. They got to find their way into the bones. They have to start replicating themselves. I've learned some really interesting things about hematology. But back to her, you know, her whole face is swollen. She's lost all of her hair. Her face is swollen. Oh. You probably wouldn't recognize her right now. Hmm. Her lips are completely swollen. She has what's called mucositis, which is very common. She's got cuts all over her lips. She has open sores in her mouth and her throat. She's in a lot of pain. She's nauseous. She has indigestion. She's not able to eat right now because she can't even sip water. It comes up. So they're feeding her through her port, which is common. About 20% of patients like her have to be fed that way to keep all of her organs and the rest of herself healthy. But it's hard to see someone that you love, you know, going through something like this. She doesn't like the meds. Like, she's got meds that take away the pain, but they make her loopy, and she doesn't like being like that.
Yeah.
You know, she still reads a lot. She listens to a lot of. Actually, she's not reading so much. It's hard for her to read. She listens to a lot of podcasts. She tries to keep herself busy that way. She spends a lot of time on social. She reads the comments that she gets from the CaringBridge site, which make her feel like people care about her, and it makes her feel good. But in the end, as I said, she knows. Jordana's as bright as they come. She knows that it's going to be okay, and that's where she finds her strength. She just figures it's going to be okay, and she goes day by day.
And there is a power of optimism about this that's realistic and scientific because the donor matches, and the history tells us this works.
Yes. She will for sure get to the engraftment stage. They expect that to be any day now. Engraftment, where the donor cells start doing their job, usually happens around day 15. I asked the doctor if it could be longer. He says there's plenty of people that have to wait even after more than 20 days. I said, is that good or bad? He says, it's just the way it is. It's not good or bad. It's fine. So we're not going to get upset if it doesn't happen on day 15, but they'll know when her white blood cell count starts coming up. As soon as her white blood cells start coming up, they know the engraftment is taking place, and that'll be a very happy day for us.
The things you never even understood terminology-wise that you now celebrate, huh?
Exactly. And then, you know, bone marrow, inside our bone marrow, our stem cells are being replicated at a rate of 5.4 million per second. Yeah, it's crazy how amazing the body is.
So once you get it going and you do the math, here we go, huh?
Yeah, it takes a while for them to ramp up to that level of replication or production. But every day she'll start feeling better and better and better until she ramps up to that level. But she still has to be down here until mid-August, maybe the end of August. But she should start feeling better by the, you know, maybe the end of June, the beginning of July.
Okay, so she also, you know, her kids went to school with my kids at one time, so I know, you know, I know them too, and you see run them at the parent teacher conferences and cute little Ruby and beyond. How are if you can, how are they handling this? Because I think a lot of parents go, you know, what do I do? You know.
Well, you know, Jordana is not a complainer, and she doesn't feel like a victim. She still feels this is the way it's supposed to be in life. God has a purpose for this.
Yep.
And the way that she talks to her kids is truly amazing. And that keeps her kids, you know, feeling good about it. They don't like seeing her suffer, but they know that mom's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And it's all because of the way that she talks to them and the way that she parents them. So they're okay. I mean, Maddox is the middle one. He's 16. He worries the most.
Yep.
He's just, you know.
That's the way he's built, yeah.
Most. I mean, that's the way he's built. So he's always worried. It's getting to him.
Yep.
The other girls, Marley and Ruby, are doing fine. Of course, remember, they talk to their mom every day.
Yep.
So even if she has to whisper, so she's in constant communication with them. So that's just the kind of mom that she is. Hmm. So it's going to be okay.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and giving us the update. And I mean, you know, we can't say it enough, but we love her. We're with her.
Oh, Maxie, I wanted to say one more thing.
Yeah.
You know, Jordana is very transparent, as you know.
Yep.
I mean, there's nobody like her. I mean, they wouldn't let me shave her head when her hair started falling out.
Yeah.
Because my razor wasn't sanitary enough.
Yeah.
And then I can't use their equipment, so the nurse had to do it. And she videotaped it. She had somebody, one of the nurses, videotape it. And she posted it on Instagram.
Yep.
So you can watch her shaving her head, going bald on Instagram. And you cannot believe how many comments she got from other cancer patients and how many she gets from other cancer patients, because she's disclosing everything.
Yep, here it is. Really, this is the really the way it works, huh?
Yep.
That's Jordana.
Yeah.
That's Jordana, man. And I don't have to tell you this, you're a lucky man, but we are with you, we're with her, and we're praying every day. And she's taught us some lessons throughout this too, Mark, and I hope she knows that.
Yes. So thank you for being concerned about me. I'm good when she's good. You know, of course, I'm worried. I'm her caregiver. I hate to see her suffer, but I got to be strong for her. So I just do what I got to do. I told her she's got the hard job, and I do the rest.
All right.
That's it.
Give her a hug from all of us, okay?
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Appreciate you, sir. Yeah, Mark Rosefield, husband of Jordana Green, as she goes through this bone marrow transplant, and she'll be down at Mayo through the middle of August. And she has been to hell and back, and, you know, as I see it, and I know she's learned a lot from it, and she's taught us a lot about it. But holy cow. And she's a dear friend for a lot of different reasons. She came in and started working late nights, and she'd be on after my show, and we'd start to commit, and then we end up in the same school district, in the same classroom, and lots of things. But I just so appreciate her, because if you sit with Jordana, you can talk about anything, and I mean anything. And she'll give you her answer, and she'll never be offended, and she's not afraid to tell you what she thinks. And that's pretty cool to have in a friend. Susie Jones will give us the latest on what's going on in the news world when we come back. Mike Mack sitting in for Paul and Jor on WCCO. Welcome back. Mike Mack sitting in for Paul and Jor, News Talk 830 WCCO. Susie Jones, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you? I was just distracted. I was talking to Dave.
Yeah. What'd you learn?
From talking to Dave 2 seconds ago?
Yeah.
I just said, has
when
Mike...
When do we go on the air? Now, he said.
How many times? I used to be in TV, Mike.
I know.
And I would have to record promos between newscasts.
Yep.
And I'd sit out there and wait for the director in the control room to tell me to read the promo.
Yeah.
Constantly, I was never ready.
Susie, would you look at the prompter. We need to record this now.
I know.
We need to do the weather promos after you, so get that done.
And I would be like, oh, was that us? Are we on? What? So they put a whole bunch of bleeper of me looking dazed and confused. when I left Channel 19.
There's a reel out there somewhere.
There is a reel of me and bloopers of us on TV. It was pretty funny. We've had some good times back then.
The things that we do behind the scenes.
Oh.
Don't know.
Oh. So, yeah.
So what's going on in the news world locally?
Well, when I get ready for this
yeah.
segment with you, I like to call it top stories.
Top stories, yeah.
I'm going to give you three of them.
Three, yep.
Okay. And then you can talk about whatever one you want.
Okay.
I'm just going to give
okay.
you the headline. Frontline workers had some early glitches for people signing up online. 75,000 or more have already applied online to try to get that bonus pay or the frontline worker pay, people who had to work during the pandemic. So
okay.
Apparently it's moving better now. No stress. People are getting on okay and uploading the things they need to. Remember, they have 45 days.
Okay.
Next story. High school athletes in Minnesota can now profit off their name, image, and likeness, just like college athletes.
Yep.
Something you're going to talk about in the 4 o'clock hour, the Minnesota State High School League passing this policy, and you're going to find out more about it from yeah. Eric, right?
Eric Martin's executive director, yep. What's yeah. three?
Three, the Como Zoo's newest baby zebra will be a women soccer fan for sure. They're naming, zoo visitors have spoken, overwhelmingly they're naming the new baby Aurora, which okay. is the name of the team.
Well,
what do you want to discuss more with 1 minute?
I don't get too much interest in the animals, and
okay.
I'm going to talk about the likeness in the 4 o'clock hour.
How many high school kids could actually benefit from this?
Now you're going to ruin my whole segment.
Well, will you ask that question yeah, of,
but,
for
but,
me?
But I'm also going to have Brian Sanifer on. He runs the AAU team Sizzle that had Jalen Suggs and Chet Holmgren.
Yeah.
So they would have been perfect. If anybody could have made money on it, it would have been them, right?
Mm.
But they lost Master P's son from Minnehaha Academy, who played in that program. He's already got like a $2 million deal in college for NIL because he's an influencer in social media.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you an influencer on social media, Mike?
I don't think I influence much, man. I try not to get fired on social
I know.
Media.
That's all the
so
thing.
I just do a little Facebook here and there, and then that's it. But I want to go back to that. Who are the people that – are there a lot of people do you think – I haven't – dug into this story. Are there a lot of people that think they qualify as frontline workers that do not, or is it pretty cut and dry?
We're getting the music. We're getting the rap music.
Are we done?
Yeah, okay. I think that there will be people that won't get it because they don't qualify, but
okay.
they think they do.
All right.
Mike, I love talking to you. I'll come on any day of the week with you. I swear I will.
Back at you, Susie. We could talk for a long time
long
about a lot of things. Appreciate it.
Love you.
Susie Jones, love you too. Plenty more to come on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.